I'd call them false oranges or else, well, some of them are sweet and some are sour. Yeah, that we get from down there.
Well, if you look in the bag, and the bag's empty, you say, well, I guess I'll have to pick up some more next time I go because these are...
No good. Yeah, I don't like them. They might be good for some people, but I don't like them. Yes. Now, those navel oranges are mostly good oranges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of them are seedless and some of them are seeded. That is, they have seeds in them.
Yeah. What kind of nuts do you either gather or buy?
Well, nuts, mm-hmm. Well, pecans, I raise them myself. And then I have black walnut. And plums and apple trees. There's one right across there. It had some, but now they're not, they're the green apples, they're not the red. You see, you can get the green one and then the red one too. But I don't have the red one. That's when they're ripe, they turn red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the kind of nuts that you get out of the ground?
What kind of nuts you get out of the ground? Well, the only nut that I know you get out of the ground is peanuts. Peanuts. Mm-hmm. And them shuffers, they have a nut too. They plant those things mostly for the hogs. Shuffers, they're about that big. Now, they plant them mostly for the hogs. And that's the thing that brought that thing you call nut grass in this country. Those shuffers. They didn't grow here before.
What do you call the little red vegetable that put in salads and it's real sharp tasting?
What, tomatoes?
Well,
tomatoes, you see, you put that in, you can make most anything out of tomatoes because you get the juice from it, tomato juice, and then the best pickle to my taste that I like was a green tomato. I bought it out the store. Now that green tomatoes make a wonderful pickle. And my boy, baby boy, now he come here, pop his in the tomatoes right, and say, go and look. Now he want it right from the bush and eat it raw. And I don't care if it unless it's cooked.
What do you call the kind that about that big around?
Oh, they're plum tomatoes.
Plum tomatoes?
Yeah.
And you ever have any that are just maybe about that big?
No, none that small. No, I've had some that grow a little long shape like that. I don't know what you would call them. But most I planted be those kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about another kind of red vegetable that's it's about that big and it's sort of bites your tongue when you eat it?
Now, wait a minute now. You're not talking about that reddish to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it grows in the ground. I'd hoard it all out of those. Yes, some people crazy about it. But I planted something one year on the corner of Lawyer Ed Cohen and Judge Price down there. They like them, boy. Mm-hmm. And some of them are hotter than others. Yes, and I had a hot kind. I didn't know. I just got some reddish and planted. Those things are hot.
If somebody says, well, I think I'm going to plant some potatoes, would that mean to you one particular kind? Or would you have to ask him what kind you're going to grow?
Well, now, I already plant a red bliss. It's a good eating potato. And I liked it. And I would already plant it. And then my wife would send me to the store. And I got potatoes here in the house. So I thought to myself one day, I said, baby, how come you're buying potatoes and I got plenty of potatoes? I said, well, JB, them red bliss potatoes don't make good salad. You see, and she wanted to make guns, and she wanted the white potatoes. Now, I don't know, all I know is the white potatoes. I don't know any particular name because they got a couple of different names that they call them. Some of them goes round and some of them goes long like that. And I don't know the difference in the name, but I always did know the red bliss.
What about the kind with yellow meat? What do you call those?
I wouldn't know. All I know,